Chapter 9 and Chapter 10. New words. A cook. Noun. Someone who cooks food in a restaurant. Hide. Hid. Verb. If you hide, people can't find you. Swing. Swung. Verb. Hold something high and move your body from side to side. Whisper. Verb. Speak very quietly. A shelf. Shelves. Noun. A shelf is on the wall. You put things on it. A handle. Noun. You use the handle on a door to open it. Pour. Verb. Put water or a drink into something. Chapter 9. In the kitchen. The Grand High Witch walked across her hotel bedroom and opened the door.
Come in,
she said. She was still angry with my grandmother. I saw some shoes entering the room. I ran towards the door. I jumped over a lot of pairs of shoes, and in 3 seconds, I was outside the room, still holding the bottle. There were no shouts of, "Mouse! Mouse!" I was lucky. I ran up to my bedroom and quietly knocked on the door with the bottle. But the door did not open, so I shouted as loudly as I could, "Grandma!" The door opened and I ran in crying,
"Look, Grandma! I've got a bottle of potion!"
My grandmother closed the door and picked me up.
"That's wonderful! And I'm so pleased that you're safe."
My grandmother remembered Bruno. He was still in the banana bowl on the table.
"You've already eaten 3 bananas, she said to him. Then she looked at me. "We've got the potion, but how are we going to put it into the witch's food?"
"They're having dinner in the dining room at 8 o'clock, I answered.
"It's now 7 o'clock, she said, "so we've got an hour."
"I have a plan," I said. "Because mice are so small, we can go to places that people can't. I'll go into the kitchen where the witch's food is made and put the potion into their meals."
"That's a great idea," my grandmother cried. "You're a very clever mouse. But it's going to be very dangerous. Nobody wants a mouse in the kitchen. If the cooks see you, they'll kill you. So you must hide."
"They won't see me," I answered.
"You're so brave," she said. "I'll go down to dinner and take you into the dining room in my bag."
"What shall we do with Bruno?"
I asked. Bruno looked up.
"I'm coming with you,"
he said, speaking with his mouth full of banana.
"I'm not going to miss my dinner."
"Yes, all right," said my grandmother. "I'll keep you in my handbag and give you some food."
Then she said to me, "Would you like something to eat, my dear?"
"No, thank you," I said. "I can't eat because I'm so excited. I've got important work to do."
"That's right," my grandmother said. "This is the biggest job that you'll ever do."
Soon it was 7:30.
"Okay, let's go," my grandmother said.
She picked Bruno up and put him in her handbag. Then she kissed me on the nose and put me in her bag too, with the little bottle. Don't forget that you have a tail now, she said to me. It might be useful in the kitchen. You can put it around things and swing from it.
Yes, you're right, Grandma, I said happily.
She walked downstairs with us and we reached the dining room. It was huge and lots of people were already eating. Waiters were hurrying everywhere, carrying plates and glasses. Our table was a small one against a wall. My grandmother sat down at the table. Peering out of the handbag, I could see two long tables that were still empty. My grandmother whispered to me in the handbag,
I'm going to put you on the floor under the table. Have you got the bottle?
Yes, Grandma. I'm ready, I said.
She slowly put me on the floor and whispered,
Go, my dear, go.
I stood with the bottle in my front paws. I could see the door to the kitchen and started running around the walls of the dining room towards it. I ran. I ran fast. I was nearly at the kitchen door when a huge group of people entered the dining room. I pressed myself against the wall, holding the bottle. First, I only saw the shoes of the women who were coming into the room. But then I looked up and I knew who they were. They were the witches coming in for dinner. I waited while they all passed me, and then I hurried to the kitchen door. A waiter opened it and I ran in after him. The kitchen was so noisy and busy, and all the cooks were shouting.
Hey!
The waiters hurried in and out, screaming food orders to the cooks.
Hey!
A waiter came in and shouted, Everyone on the two big tables wants the soup.
Ooh!
I started listening very carefully now. I was hiding behind a box of food, and I peered around the side of it. A cook shouted,
Put the soup for the group into the largest bowl.
That's where I'll put the potion, I thought.
I noticed that there was a shelf above the bowl.
I have to climb up there. But how can I do that? And first, I have to go across the kitchen.
Then I remembered my wonderful tail. I jumped up and put the end of my tail around a handle on a cupboard. Then I began to swing higher and higher. At the right moment, I took my tail off the handle and flew across the kitchen and fell onto the shelf. No one saw me. They were all too busy. I moved along the shelf until I was above the large bowl. Then I took the top off the bottle and poured the potion into the bowl below me. Moments later, a cook brought the soup and poured it into that same bowl. Then a waiter carried the bowl into the dining room.
I've done it,
I thought. I left the empty bottle on the shelf, and swinging from lots of different handles, I moved across the kitchen.
This is fun, I thought.
Suddenly, a man's voice screamed,
There's a mouse! A dirty little mouse!
I saw a knife fly past me, and it cut off the end of my tail. I fell to the floor and ran as fast as I could.
Kill it!
Everyone shouted, and I saw big black boots all around me.